The Warriors will host the Pelicans on Saturday night at Oracle Arena for what will be Fan Night presented by Adobe, and the final home game of the regular season is Thursday in Indiana. The Warriors squaring off against the Pacers, with Klay Thompson delivering 16 points and 7 rebounds with 4 three-pointers. Kevin Durant had a team-high 27 points to go with 7 assists, yet it was an uphill climb pretty much throughout as the Pacers take it 126-106 the final. Here's what we heard from KD afterward.
I think we started the game off like that. I mean, they hit us in the mouth, and I don't think we responded well. We shot some. I shot some quick shots, especially when we were down big, just trying to get it all back at once. Maybe just be a little bit more patient in those situations and settle the team down. But that's something I got to continue to keep getting better at. But I think one possession turning to two, turning to four, of us just rushing on the offensive end and then coming down and getting whatever they want on the defensive end. So I thought we had great intentions to start a game, but they just played a better basketball game than we did.
He said, I think caring in general was the main problem, and I think he said the concern was how close this is to the playoffs. I know it's irrelevant seating-wise, but are you concerned when you have that kind of performance when the playoffs are now?
No, I thought we cared tonight. We care. Over the last few games, we care. But like I said, they played a better basketball game than us, I think. They came out with a better strategy with being more aggressive than us. I think it took us a while to ramp the aggressiveness up. Like I said, in the fourth, they shot the ball well. They rebounded well. But I think we care. I mean, I think everybody in the locker room cares about playing ball. So I disagree with that, but I understand where he's going.
How do you look at the two last games with your threes and the totality? And just like on one hand, you're not going in, but when you look at everything else, like you've gotten the foul line. It's just like, what's kind of your read overall on those things?
On my three-pointer?
Yeah, just like how do you determine when to do it? Because you've been able to find a way to still be effective in other areas.
I'm shooting quick ones, not being fundamentally sound on my three. I shot one in the corner where I held my follow through, and it felt great leaving my hands. I think a few I'm just pulling it back or just throwing it just to shoot it. So I just got to be a little bit more strategic on my 3-point shots and have a little bit more fundamentals. You can get away from those when you shoot so many threes. So just being disciplined in my fundamentals every time I shoot the shot, I'm confident that they'll start to go in next time. But I just still try to be aggressive, not worry about the makes or misses, and just trying to analyze every shot and see if it was a good shot or not. If I miss a good shot, then I'm fine with that. So I missed some solid ones, and I took some really bad ones. So it's always good when you can kind of self-evaluate throughout the game and get better in the next game.
Sean said you guys are still trying to figure out what type of identity you're going to have in the postseason without Steph. What do you guys do to try to, I guess, find a rhythm amongst yourselves?
Just simplify, I think. Obviously, like I said before, we run a lot of stuff. Coming off the three-point line for Steph, in pick-and-roll situations for Steph. So it's definitely different. But I think our identity is just continuing to play on defensive end like we've been playing outside of, besides tonight. Like last game, we played some great defense and we was able to get rebounds and push. We gotta get stops. I think that's what our defense, that's what our identity is. We gotta get stops on the offensive end. Continue to push the pace. We still have shooters. We still got guys that can penetrate. But it starts on the defensive side of the ball for us.
How do you take the news with Pat? We got the news that he's going to be reevaluated in 4 weeks, so that would rule him out at least for the first round and maybe a little bit for the second.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that. First off, I'm very, very glad it wasn't worse than we all thought. Pat's strong, and he's been through this long road before, with a wrist injury. Obviously, this is a different injury. But just the process of it all, I know he's ready to conquer it and get back on the floor. So we're going to support him and encourage him as much as we can. We'll be waiting for him.
And after Saturday's game against the Pelicans at Oracle Arena, the Warriors wrap up the regular season on the road with games at Phoenix and then Utah. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.